Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you very much for checking those out and using them to your advantage. We built them just for you. We continue to improve them and update them just for you. New stuff there every single day. On the main website, lots of new stuff, and most of it right there on the homepage where you can see what's going on new there. And don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Amit Kazar is here. He's a seven-year member of our Brain Trust. We're celebrating his seventh anniversary. As a great member of our Brain Trust, he is the founder and the CEO of Multifunding, which is an organization that's part of the business loan brokerage industry. Now, what I want you to do, as you've done in the past, Amit, I want you to differentiate yourself from your company from, say, what you think are different from other other business loan brokerage companies.
Well, I can talk about what we do, Jim. Our whole, and we backed this up with some data and facts yesterday, but our whole mission at Multifunding, we live and breathe to get the business owner or the entrepreneur into the best possible loan we can for them. So let's take a minute. $50,000 scenario we gave just few minutes ago.
Somebody needs $50,000. They want to grow their business with it. They don't just need to cover operating expenses because they can't operate their business well enough. But they want to grow. It's not necessarily a serial number loan, and they probably couldn't get that money at the bank.
Yeah. So generally speaking, there are four choices for them. They might be able to get that at the bank if they're strong and they're profitable, yep, and they've been around a couple of years and the credit is good. And in that case, we're going to tell them that, and if they want our help, we'll help them find a local
because bank. The bank's going to be cheaper. The loans, the carrying costs are going to be less.
Bank's going to be cheaper, but typically the bank's going to do that in the form of a line of credit.
Right.
And I always argue if you're making an investment in your business, you shouldn't do that with a line of credit. You should do that with term debt.
Mm-hmm.
The second option, if your credit
term debt meaning it pays off at a certain time. You're making
pays out over a
your debt. You're servicing the debt. Go, all right, go ahead now.
Correct. So let's put the bank aside for a second and talk about the most typical options that we see. That guy's got decent credit and he's profitable, and he or she can wait about 4 to 6 weeks for it. We can get him an SBA loan for $50,000. And that's the express product that they're going to pay 6% interest, and they're going to have 10 years to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And their monthly payment.
The bank won't let them have that long to pay it back.
Usually not. And the monthly payment's going to be about $600. Okay. And that is, in our opinion, it's all about cash flow, and that is, in our opinion, a very probably the healthiest loan for that business if they
right.
get it and if they've got the time and the patience for it, because it's going to take some work on their part.
Right.
Okay.
Now, all right, so that's what you guys do, but you're concerned that there's not enough transparency in the industry.
Here's the thing, Jim.
Tell us what you mean. What's the where's the opacity coming from, and how do we clear it up?
Well, here's the deal. I could encourage the customer to take that product. And if I, as a broker, if I promote and sell that product, I'm going to make 1% to 2% of the loan amount. So I'm going to make $500 to $1,000.
Right.
If I encourage the customer to take a short-term online loan or a cash advance loan, okay, and which the customer can get in 2 or 3 days, I can make $5,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
All of the cards are stacked for me to encourage the customer to take the loan that is the worst for them.
And since and this is why I made sure in the last segment, this is why I made sure that people understood that by the time someone gets to a the brokerage industry, they're more likely than not to have some level of desperation in their proposal.
A lot of times.
And consequently, that if someone says, yes, I have the loan for you, and it's that one that you said was more expensive and made the broker more money, the small business owner is going to say, great, I'm ready. When do I sign?
Correct. And in our case, what we're first thing we're going to tell a customer is slow down. What we did yesterday is we kind of put our money where our mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
We published our results. So we took all the loans we've placed year to date, and we said, here are a distribution of them by APR, annual APR rate, and here's a distribution of them by product type. So in our case, 23% of the loans we've placed so far this year have an interest rate of 6% or less. Two-thirds of the loans we've placed have an interest rate, annualized interest rate of 15% or less.
Mm-hmm.
3% of the loans we've placed are fit into the form of these short-term online loans. So
you demonstrated that you could have pushed your people toward the more expensive, more lucrative for you loans, but you didn't. You published those results, and you're challenging the industry to demonstrate their transparency.
Exactly. What I'm saying is I've opened up my book. I said, here's what we're doing. Here are our results. What we're able to do for our customers.
Pretty gutsy, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the kind of thought leadership, though, folks, that you can expect from Ami. That's the reason why he's a member of our Brain Trust. These are the kind of people that we attract around here, and this is why that you hang out with me, because you know that I have these kind of quality folks hanging out with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.